The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Christ.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Jesus brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. And then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and will be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. And at the moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Please pray with me. Guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, that in your light we may see light, and in your truth find wisdom, and in your will discover your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Finally, I feel like I can exhale. I finally turned the corner, and I am on the mend after fighting a very nasty virus for the last 2 weeks. I have also started a new job and have been dealing with all the difficulties that making a major life change will bring. I know I feel a bit weary, and I welcome the more ordinary days ahead with a new start and a new beginning. In today's gospel passage from Luke, I imagine Mary and Joseph are also ready to slow things down a bit. They've gone from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the census, and now they are on to Jerusalem to dedicate their child.
In the earliest days of Jesus' life, Mary and Joseph are doing their best to be faithful. Faithful in both their civil and religious duties. But it really has been a whirlwind. They are young and weary parents whose newborn baby is not yet sleeping through the night. But despite wanting to settle into life at home in Nazareth, they go to the temple in Jerusalem in faithfulness to their religious tradition to dedicate this child, this thing that has come to pass. And at the temple, they run into two people who know a lot about faithfulness and time, especially the business of waiting. In a meeting directed by the Holy Spirit, Mary and Joseph encounter Simeon and Anna, two grandparent-esque characters who have been waiting literally a lifetime to see the Messiah. Simeon and Anna are closer to the end of their lives than the beginning of their lives, but they are present to see what is just the beginning of God's redemptive work in the world. And it is these two aged people of God who are the first to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. At least the first to recognize him as the Messiah without any angelic or celestial help. They've been looking for peace and believing God's promises that it will indeed come. They have been hoping for salvation and trusting God's mercy. But Simeon and Anna didn't have any angels heralding them or stars to guide them to such promises. They had only their discerning hearts and minds, ears and eyes to guide them. And they spent a long time longing and looking for God's saving grace to show up. And they recognize it in this newborn baby Jesus as the one who would bring redemption and hope for all people. But Simeon and Anna, they were just ordinary, everyday people, faithfully keeping watch for God. No angels or stars required for operation. And although Simeon and Anna are nearer to the end than the beginning, this is just the beginning of what God will do through the child that they hold, the Messiah, God with us, God with skin on, Emmanuel. These two aged saints recognize in the infant the hope God with skin on brings to this world. And as one wise soul has said, this kind of hope that God brings forth is hope not just in and for kings and powerful, but in and for carpenters, in and for old people who pray even when hope has run out of their prayers, and in and for confused young women and men, in and for the working poor, and in and for those barely hanging on, and in and for those caught in the changes and chances of this life. Emmanuel, God with us, hope-bearing child, the Messiah. Simeon and Anna remind us that we can endure and that God still intervenes in the common, the ordinary, and the small. God shows up. Jesus offers new life. God is still at work in places and in people we too often dismiss or look past or take little notice of. And we need the eyes and the faith of Simeon and Anna on days when the tragedies and strife of the world loom large over us. Or at a minimum, we need the Simeons and Annas in our midst to point to and recognize God's closeness to us, especially when we cannot see it for ourselves. Simeon and Anna are people who keep watch for God in our midst. And on this side of heaven, we need their example of the waiting and the witnessing. They are the kind of people who see for us when things get cloudy or hard or disorienting. Like Mary and Joseph, the young, weary parents. We need people who help us see Jesus. These seers of God and witnesses who share their hope and faithfulness with us when we are short on it. People like Anna and Simeon keep watch for the holy when the rest of us are doing our best just to show up. And in their waiting and watching comes the witnessing of God with us. Emmanuel. One of the Simeons in my life once said to me, "I've seen God so many times today, I know God's middle name." It had started out as a somewhat ordinary day. I was 16 years old, and I was at one of my aunt's house helping my grandmother in the kitchen as we all prepared for Christmas. We received a phone call from one of my cousins who was flying into Newark Airport and was frantically worried that no one would be picking her up. So I volunteered to drive to Newark to get her. The fact that I did not yet possess a driver's license didn't seem to be an obstacle. My grandfather and I piled into my aunt's Thunderbird and off we went to the airport. And of course, once we got there, we realized that it would be several hours before my cousin's plane would even land. And so we spent our time wandering through the airport. We just walked around and would stop and see what was happening at a certain gate. And without talking, we witnessed a great deal. We saw many people arriving home for the holidays who were greeted by large and joyous families who embraced them with such love. And we also saw people arriving home for the holidays who seemed to be looking out for someone they knew, but sadly were not greeted by anyone at all. And all alone, they had to find their way to their family. We saw young lovers kissing and saying goodbye while only one of them got on the plane. And we saw a woman who seemed sad and had been traveling with a box that I presume held the ashes of someone she once loved. We saw a young mother who was putting her three children on a plane with a guardian. She was kneeling down on the ground, hugging each one goodbye. And I suspect she was sending them off to be with their father for the holiday. We watched her sobbing when the plane took off. And probably an hour later, when we visited the same spot, she was still sitting there, sobbing. And through the eyes of my grandfather, I could see it, that God was there. God was in everything that we saw. He was in the hugs, in the tears, in the embraces, in the pain, and in the joy. God was with us, Emmanuel. My grandfather died just a week later, and this is the last real memory I have of him. I've seen God so many times today. I know God's middle name. Don't we all have moments when we need someone to say, "Here is Jesus. This, right here, right now, is the saving work of God. Right where you are standing, right in front of you, as close to you as breath. Don't miss it. Emmanuel, God with us, hope-bearing Messiah. Even if we have no experience with heralding angels or bright stars to guide us, God is indeed among us, and we must tell the stories of God in our midst and proclaim the good news of Emmanuel, God with us. Like Simeon and Anna, we can be people who point to God, and we can tell the stories and proclaim the good news for the Marys and Josephs of our world who need the hope and the blessing when they are weary and uncertain. And even if you and I never see God's kingdom fully come on earth as it is in heaven, we can see glimpses of it. Bless it and tell about it. After the blessing in the temple that day, Mary and Joseph returned to their home in Nazareth, back to the ordinary, which is where most of us spend most of our days. And for us too, when we have overcome a challenge or have settled into a calm routine after a major transition, and everything seems to be plain and predictable. We would be wise to pay attention to the mundane and everyday places and people. For surely there are some like Mary and Joseph among us who need to hear Simeon's song and Anna's testimony. For when we give witness like Simeon and Anna to where we have seen God's salvific work and have been changed by it, we point to God with us, Emmanuel. And we find ourselves saying things like, I've seen God so many times today, I know God's middle name. God with us, God with skin on, Emmanuel. Thanks be to God, for God with us, God with skin on, God among us, God right here, hope-bearing Messiah, Emmanuel. And thanks be to God for the Simeons and Annas of our world. Amen. Please.